William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare was baptized in Stratford-upon-Avon, Warwickshire, England, on April 16, 1564. His father had certain municipal offices and owned a great amount of land. His mother came of a distinguished Catholic family. William was the third child and the oldest son. Shakespeare studied in a public school in Stratford until he was 13. Then his father lost his fortune, and William had to work as an apprentice in some local commerce. He also killed calves for his father. In November 1582, he married Anne Hathaway, and the couple had three children, his daughter Susanna and twins. Before the twins were born, Shakespeare seemed to have invaded part of the land that belonged to a Warwickshire magnate, Sir Thomas Lucy, and found it necessary to leave town. The next 7 years of his life are unknown. He seems to have entered the theatrical world doing simple jobs, like being a doorkeeper. By 1592, when he was 28, Shakespeare had begun to emerge as a playwright. From the beginning, some other playwrights and poets were quite jealous and wrote disagreeable things about him. His first important play seems to have been Henry VI. Then came the plague, and theaters were closed from 1592 to 1594. But Shakespeare didn't stop writing and published Venus and Adonis, as well as Lucretia. He also wrote some sonnets. His most famous plays are Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, and King Lear. After the theaters reopened, Shakespeare was listed as one of the servants of Lord Chamberlain. He worked for this same theatrical company during all his life, as a playwright and sometimes also as an actor. He played, for example, the Ghost in Hamlet and Adam in As You Like It. He seems to have written about two plays a year. After some time, he got quite rich and became a shareholder of the theater. The company often played at court, and The Merry Wives of Windsor seems to owe its origin to Queen Elizabeth's desire to see Falstaff in love. It seems he had many friends at court and also on the stage. In 1597, Shakespeare bought a large house in Stratford, where his wife and daughters went to live, his son having already died. Shakespeare also bought a house in London, but he frequently went to Stratford where he wrote his last plays. His association with the Globe Theatre seems to have ended when the theatre burned down during a performance of Henry VIII in 1613. In March 1616, Shakespeare made his will, leaving almost everything he had to his daughter Susanna and his second-best bed with his furniture to his wife. He died a month later, on April 23, 1616.